The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Okay, we're back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number here. We're talking about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. You're listening to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis. Feel free to call and have a conversation about whatever is interesting to you, whether that is your success or your experiences in the last deer season, waterfowl season. It's all coming to an end today with the Youth Waterfowl Day, other than perhaps some resident Canada geese and some snow geese coming up. But the duck season is done. The Atlantic population of Canada geese is done. And how did you do? I mean, last 3 or 4 days seemed to be pretty productive for the goose hunters. I don't know about the duck hunters when the season ended last week or not, but we'll see how that works out in the long run. We were informed the other day that there's a new process now, that there are meetings in February and March with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The waterfowl populations are pretty stable across the board, and we will know probably by May what the framework for the seasons will be in Maryland, rather than waiting till a few days before the season and all the panic that sets in with that. It's not really panic, but it's a lot of stress and getting everything together right there at the end, right before the waterfowl season. So they've reworked the entire system with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and their assessments and all that type of thing. So if you're interested, the waterfowl flyover survey was conducted a while back. The results are on the DNR website, and you can take a look at that if you're a waterfowler. Let's talk to Matthew in Pasadena, and then we'll talk to Nick in Eldersburg. Go ahead there, Matthew.
Good morning, sir. How are you this fine Saturday morning?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm like a little school kid, first day of school, because thanks to you, I'm attending bass class today up at Everdegree.
Oh, good. That's right. It's bass class day, too. Yeah, Tim Sherman. Good guy.
Oh, awesome guy. Great thing. Finally, I can actually learn how to catch bass instead of just being saltwater boy.
Well, you will get a year's worth of education in an afternoon today. I'll tell you that.
I am so looking forward to it, that and swap meet, because I need some new gear anyway. but I wanted to call and say thank you, because I was the second caller when you asked the trivia question.
That's right.
And I owe you tremendously.
No, you don't owe me anything. It's all good.
I listen to you every Saturday morning. Drives my wife nuts because I'm up at, she goes, where are you going? I'm like, it's my outdoor show. every Saturday morning.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, that's wonderful.
Again, I just want to say thank you.
Matthew, you enjoy your day. Tell Tim I said hi. And I hope you have a wonderful experience. And I hope you catch the biggest bass of your life this summer.
You got it, sir. And I'll fill you in on what happens next weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Matthew.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. There we go. Yeah, I remember Matthew. We had a free one, and Matthew called in and answered the question, I think, and he's going as our guest to the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Nick in Eldersburg. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, a little information I wanted to share with you. I know in the first half I was listening to you talk about the phone check-in system for checking in the deer and
yep.
turkey.
Yep.
Just something I wanted to share with you, a good buddy of mine shared. There is an app by Maryland Department of Natural Resources called Access DNR.
I don't know if
you've ever heard of it or not.
I have. It's all over my website.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just wanted to share it. I just found out about it this year and used it and absolutely love it. Amazing to check deer in a couple minutes and it's done.
Yep. Yeah, I'm pretty much old school. I don't download a lot of apps on my phone. I don't have room for a lot of them for some reason. I've got it loaded up with stuff that came with the phone, and you know, as far as any other extra apps on there, I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going to put those on there? So,
yep.
But it's I understand it's a great program. And, you know, people are able to check their deer, get all the news releases and everything else online, so on their phones. So for those of you who are not dinosaurs like me and know how to work a phone, feel free to download that app. It's great. I think there's a link right on the Ellis Outdoors website, too. So very good. Nick, what do you think about this? I don't know if you were listening to the first hour. One of the concepts that was proposed, and I think it's going to sail right through. You're obviously a deer hunter. What do you think about adding language to the existing regulations requiring the check-in of deer and turkeys to clarify that it's illegal to knowingly provide false information during the check-in process? Do you think that that's a big problem with the new check-in system online or by the phone, that you can lie, you can check in bucks as does, and you can check in deer that you don't kill just to get your bonus buck tag? Do you think that's a huge problem?
Absolutely, I think it's a huge problem. I was very sad to see the old check-in method where you had to take it to the check-in station go.
Right.
I think a lot of people, when they found out about the new check-in system, everyone, you know, knew that was something that could possibly happen. I mean, you know, like you were saying before, you know, you get your buck, and how many people out there are actually doing that, you know, checking in the false two does so they can kill their other buck, you know?
We don't know how many people are doing it. According to Brian Eiler, that show that aired a couple weeks ago, we asked him that question. He said, you know, it's already built into the model that there's going to be cheaters out there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think something definitely should be looked at with that. I'd personally like to see it go back to the old method, but...
Well, you and a lot of other people, but I don't believe in this age of technology that that's going to happen. I mean, right. it would be nice, but, you know, nobody's... I mean, it's been talked about, it's been mentioned about, you know, but there's been no legislation put in, there's no movement on the part of the department to go back to the old way. You know, it's just an applique. You know, we had conversations about that the other day at the stakeholders meeting, and it's almost impossible to do anything with that system as far as, you know, adding a special character to a confirmation number to indicate, you know, whether you're in the CWD area or not or something like that, other than the land code and the county code. So, I mean, it's a simple system for a lot of people, but it's also a system that's easily abused, easily.
Absolutely.
And there are people out there who will do that. And, you know, I think what's going to happen is if the Poaching Restitution Act is indeed passed, and some of these guys that are doing these kinds of things are curtailed by this new law with the penalty phase and so forth, hopefully we'll start to see changes in that.
Absolutely. It'd be nice to see.
Yeah. I mean, we hear horrible poaching stories all across the state, you know, and it's to try and convince a lawmaker in Annapolis from Montgomery County, Baltimore City, Anne Arundel County, you know, that it's more of a urban suburban mindset, doesn't have a tremendous concept of, you know, how things work in rural Maryland and especially hunting. You know, there's 188 lawmakers down there and about 10 of them hunt. Okay. So 10 or 12. So to go to a committee and try and say, you know, this is what the problem is, they look at you and say, well, aren't deer overpopulated in Maryland? And what difference does it make? They don't get it, you know?
All right.
But, you know, you and I know that when we go out there and a lot of guys say, oh, I hunt for meat. Well, you know, two does walk by your stand. Well, I was kind of waiting for a buck. Well, you weren't just kind of waiting for a buck. You were buck hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You
absolutely.
Know. Huh? And you'll take your dough as almost as an afterthought if you want to put meat in the freezer.
Right.
So, you know, I understand it, but you know, we really got to cut down on these poaching things in all aspects of it. And that check-in system is indeed troublesome for people who want to cheat. So they're trying to do something about it as best they can. So, all right.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Alan. Have a good one.
You got it, buddy. Thanks. There we go. Let's talk to Dale in Brownsville, followed by Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale in Brownsville. How are you?
This is Crownsville.
Crownsville. Okay.
Alan, how you doing this morning?
Hey, Dale, how are you?
Good, man. Hey, I just called in to thank you for all the work that you do for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, for all the hunters of Maryland. I don't know how much you talk about it on your show.
A lot.
And I don't know how much the people realize how much you actually do. As far as when you found out we didn't have a voice when we lost our lobbyist at one point, that you went out and you started the Maryland Hunting Coalition, did hours and hours of work, and they got a brilliant lobbyist on board, which is Bill Miles, who's awesome.
Yes, indeed.
And then if you talk about it all the time, I guess the people on your show realize it doesn't come without a price tag. So what I was calling in for this morning was, it's important enough that I feel everybody should call and make a donation. And like I said, I don't listen a lot, but if you get 100 people to call in and donate $50, I will match it. If you get 50 people to call in and give $100, I'll match it. If you let me know that you get that much money off of a show from your listeners, I'll match up to $5,000 anytime in the next week. So if you get these, everybody on board, and everybody does their part. Look, folks, Alan, he does the hard stuff. He takes so many hours out of a week to make sure that we have a voice. When we didn't have a voice, our opposition knew it, and they threw a lot of stuff at the lawmakers that Alan's talking about this morning. And when you don't have the opposition, you don't have the other side there, you don't have ears, the votes go the wrong way for us, and Alan's worked incredible amount of hours to get this thing together. So the easy part is for us either to attend the bull roast and the fundraisers or to just go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website and make a little donation there. So it could be 25, it could be 50. Alan, if you can, I don't listen to the show much, but if there was a way that you did some kind of fundraiser, the people listening this morning, if they can get out there and give $50 here, $100 there, $25, I don't care. If you can get $5,000 raised, I will go there and match it. That's how important I know it is. So, anyway, what are your thoughts on that?
Dale, that's an incredible offer, and we will put that out there and splash that out there as much as we can, and we greatly appreciate that. In full disclosure, Dale is a dedicated director for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and you can see his profile on our website. Dale has been a tremendous supporter of the coalition, and his company is one of our platinum sponsors.
Yeah.
of our fundraiser coming up on March 26th in Westminster. And there's a challenge from Dale. He said, and let me be clear about this, you will, in the next week, between now and next Saturday, match any donations that come in to the Maryland Hunting Coalition through the website, and I'll give the address to by check, you'll match them up to $5,000.
Correct. Yep, I believe it's that important for us to have a voice. Well, we know it is. So
sure.
You do the hard part day in and day out.
Well, listen, Dale, I do some of the stuff, but the man who works the hardest on this, the man who puts the most hours in and who has the most connections, quite frankly, is our friend Bill Miles.
Oh, yeah.
And now, Dale, how was it talking to the governor the other day and sharing the picture of your trophy deer with him?
That's pretty awesome. The governor, first time I ever spoke to him, he's such a down-to-earth. It's like talking to anybody, you know, a fellow hunter or a fellow businessman. It's not like talking to a politician, which is what we need more of, I'm sure.
Indeed. Well, we made you famous on our Facebook page yesterday, so I don't know if somebody shared that with you or not. But
No, I haven't seen that, and I was listening, you know, and I agree with you guys on the check-in you were just talking about for me.
Yeah.
you know, in one respect, you know, there's two does posting to get to that second buck a lot. And I think the double whammy there, because I believe before that the check-in you can call in, there was probably like 53,000 deer a year, and then it jumps to 100,000. Part of it is the previous, when you had to drive to a check-in, there was people that weren't checking them in. They would cut them up themselves, so you weren't getting the full count, and now you're getting phantom count. Now you're getting all the deer plus the fake ones to get, so it's like a double whammy. And I guess they had models for that back in the day where,
sure,
okay, there's going to be 10% that don't get checked in, and now there's probably 10% that are over-checked in, so you get all these array of numbers. It is kind of crazy.
And when you say 10%, you're bumping on the door of 8,000 to 10,000 deer. That's a lot of deer.
Yeah.
That's a lot of deer. So from a management statement, how difficult is it for the deer managers in Wildlife and Heritage Service to be able to get their finger on the actual deer count when the hunters are the ones that are, well, the poachers are the ones that are abusing the system?
Right. Now, I don't know how you could be that accurate other than listening to the complaints of how many crops are being eaten. You know, the farmers are always calling in with where the most devastated fields are.
Right.
And the amount of people hitting them with cars on, you know, Route 2 and Route 50 or wherever all the deer are getting.
Right.
I mean, if that number drops tremendously, then you should be able to figure out, okay, we've got, you know, the deer numbers are dropping. I mean, there's people like myself that manage, and then there's farmers that want them all dead, and it's hard to balance. It's hard to balance all that, and then it's hard to get the information that is accurate. I think most people do a great job. You know, you can check in the unlimited dose. So if you have people killing for crops or for farmers, and they're
right,
taking more, you're getting all that's going to be accurate. The only time it probably wouldn't be accurate is when somebody's eager to get to that second buck,
right,
and they have to call in two does. I don't mind the computer. I like technology, and it saves a little effort. It was fun to go to stations and you see these big bucks.
Oh yeah,
it was fun to do that. But on one hand, you want them all checked in, and
I know it.
You know, so the computer definitely does that. It's just that maybe you take away, you allow the four bucks with three weapons, two with one weapon and one with each. However you work that out, if they did away with the mandatory doe in between the bucks, you would probably get a more accurate count.
Sure. Well,
just my fault. But.
Okay, sure, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you weighing in. And, Dale, we appreciate that tremendously generous offer. We got a text while you were speaking that one of our listeners is going to start the process with a $25 donation, and that's how it starts. It's very very simple to do. MDHuntingCoalition.org. Go to contribute or donate, whatever the button says. Go right there. There's a box you can check for a $25 or a $50 or whatever contribution. And Dale, we appreciate your generous offer to match these contributions up to $5,000. So
okay, Alan.
All right, buddy. I hope I'm going to be. What's
make
that?
Me spend some money.
Yeah, make you spend some money. That'll be great.
Yep.
All right, Dale. Awesome.
Take care, Alan.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye
bye. There he goes. We've got John in North Carolina, Jennifer in Timonium, Dale in Easton, but we need to take a break at this point, correct? I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. Perch Run's getting ready to start. Clyde's has everything for fishing. He's got rods and reels. He's got ultralight rods and reels. He's got line to put on your old reel to re-spool it. You need to replace that line, head down to Clyde's and get that done. He's got all the little baits, all the little twisters, and all the little grubs, and all the little crappy and perch baits and things like that. When it rolls around, they're going to have the grass shrimp. They're going to have the minnows because they have bait year-round. So we want you to make sure that if you get in there to get your fishing license at Clyde Sports Shop, to start the fishing season, that you notice that they've got all the tackle that you could need, want, or imagine for any type of fishing, for crabbing, and everything for hunting. And you hunters, now that the season's over, get that gun in there, get it clean, get it repaired, get all those little, you know, the bolt doesn't close, or this doesn't happen right. Get all that taken care of now. Get it out of the way. Don't wait to the season and complain about it. Get her done. Get her done. Get your reels in there. Get them repealed. Get your rods in there. Get that new tip on there. Get the guides replaced that need replaced. Clyde Sport Shop can handle all the service work, all the details, anything for fishing. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop and the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474. 247-FISH.
The world's largest outdoor sports show is back. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, February 6th to the 14th in Harrisburg, with something for the whole family celebrating the great outdoor tradition. An NRA country jam featuring Justin Moore, interactive exhibits, a world of family fun with celebrities, demos, games, contests, gear, and more. Chase the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bed liners. You know, Linex spray-on bed liners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bed liner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? But fever gonna get your voice.
All right, we got a lot of callers on the line. Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. You'll have my $100 contribution shortly.
Very good.
The other day, but
that'll be awesome.
Mr. Franklin's on your way.
Mr. Franklin, okay, wonderful. Well, and Dale is a tremendous inspiration. So, I mean, your 100 turns into 2.
Yeah, that's great.
That is tremendous. Yeah. And we got one so far on the website, and it's very interesting, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Hit the donate button. It'll take you right to a place there where you can choose to support the coalition.
Right.
And it's superb, Dale. Thank you very much.
Question and a request. Question, where do you think the opposition is going to come from for the poaching bill, Alan?
I don't think there's going to be any.
Okay. All right, that's good.
I know that some of these social media sites have debated it. Some of them are some comments are favorable, some are not, and we understand that. There's always somebody on both sides of the issue, but it shouldn't be from within our own ranks. I don't know. I don't know where the opposition is going to come from. I don't know that the poachers are organized.
Well, there'll be somebody out there.
But the hunters are.
Well, that's good.
The hunters are organized, and hopefully with the efforts here with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, once we get the second session under our belt, maybe the third session under our belt, I don't know. Maybe the hunters will start to wake up and understand that they have no voice except the Maryland Hunting Coalition in the halls of Annapolis.
Right.
We are engaging in our event like the event Thursday, Blazing Camo Day. Invaluable. I mean, we had our sponsors there of the Poaching Restitution Act. Delegate O'Donnell was there, and Senator Johnny Ray Solling was there. We got a photo of Bill Miles standing between him in camo, our two sponsors in the House and in the Senate. These guys are willing to help us if we present the right argument.
Right.
So,
Alan, my request, you may not have a chance to get to it with all the callers, but
yes.
One of the concepts, you and I had talked about it on the side, was in dealing with the muzzleloader season. If you can, I think that's one that would stir the pot a little bit.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Alan, thank you, sir.
All right, Dale. Thank you, buddy.
I'll talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
See you
bye-bye. Then. There he goes. There goes Dale. Let's talk to John in North Carolina, then Jennifer in Timoni. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great.
You got my curiosity up.
Okay.
About the wildlife biologists. Any idea how they know what factor to use for noncompliance of people checking in?
The way it was explained to me, and it was on a show 2 weeks ago, I think Brian Eiler was, it was a rebroadcast during the storm of the, it was a rebroadcast of the show we did the first day of deer season with the project leader, Brian Eiler, for the deer program in Maryland. Brian explained that they use a model that is used by a number of agencies across the country. See, Maryland, because of its unique position as a mid-Atlantic state, is on both the northern deer management organization and the southern biological deer management, whatever they are. You know, the two organizations that look at these things, and as far as deer populations in the state, they're on both the northern and the southern. And these guys get together once a year, and they discuss different things, different policy, different models, and a number of the number of these agencies all use the same type of model because poachers aren't unique to Maryland, poachers aren't unique to North Carolina, poachers aren't unique to New York State. They're a part of our population, so I guess they feel that they can put a number on it and use a particular computer formula model or whatever to fit the factor in the poaching part of how it works. I don't know that every state has a deer checking system or a call-in system, but we do. So because of what we hear out there, you know, guys bragging, oh, yeah, I checked my does in. I didn't shoot my does. I got, you know, I killed my bucks. I killed four bucks. I checked one in as a doe. I mean, we hear it. People are blatant about it.
Oh, I hear it all the time.
You know, people are blatant about it. You know, they really are. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, Senate Bill 266, House Bill 410, it's one of the reasons why we're driving this thing. Because
I was just curious.
The answer to the question is, I don't know, but I do know that there's a computer model that allegedly deals with it. Whether it's accurate, whether it's accurate or not, I don't know.
They've been at it a long time. I guess it's accurate. I'm just curious, you know, what do they look at? Because, you know, there's so many people who either check in bogus deer, if you've got that earn a buck system.
Right.
Or else they just don't check in bucks. They check them in as does. Or
don't check them in at all. I mean, a lot of guys will shoot a deer and take it home, cut it up, and it's all done.
That's right.
You know?
If it's their own land and they process, who's going to know?
Exactly.
Or they check them in on their kid's license. Kids
no, that happens.
Old.
That happens all the time. My wife shot a nice buck. Really, your wife shot that, huh? Yeah. Well, I saw your wife at the mall that day. You said she shot that. Oh yeah, yeah. She shot the deer in the morning. Really? Well, she was there when the store opened. I mean, she shot it in the evening. Oh really? I saw her at the hairdresser's that evening. Yes. No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. There he goes. Winner of one of our muzzleloaders this year. Jennifer and Timonium, thanks for holding on. How you doing?
Oh, I'm extra good, Alan.
Good.
Alan, I would like to donate 5 plates so that people who send in money this week, you can have a drawing. But they're beautiful plates. They're old, and they're white background with a thick gold rim, and they have a fish print of different kinds of fishes, fish swimming.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I'll take them over to Clyde's Sports Shop, and they can pick them up there.
All right.
They win.
That would be me. Just let me know when you're going to do that. Do you have my email address, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah. I email you all the time.
All right. Yeah, I know you do. Okay.
Okay, hon.
Very good. I appreciate that, Jennifer. Thank you very much. Did you hear Dale's offer?
Yes, I did. Well, I owe you $50, remember, because I wanted to renew my subscription or whatever.
Well, it's simply a voluntary contribution right now. It's not a membership or anything like that, but this week would be a good time to go on that website and do that.
Yeah.
Because your 50 now becomes 100.
Good. That's what I'm going to do.
Yep. mdhuntingcoalition.org.
Okay, great.
Yep. We already got one. So we'll see if our listeners are responding. So,
okay, good.
All right. Jennifer, thank you very much.
All right. Blessings to everybody.
Thank you, Jennifer. Blessings back.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes. Wow. Well, that was a lot of activity. That was a tremendous amount of activity. So, let's see. I got an email from Ford Credit. I guess they got my payment. And we did get one donation, and we appreciate that. We got a pledge for 100. We got another pledge for 50. I feel like Jerry Lewis here. Or what's his name on the 700 Club? You know? This is tremendous. I mean, our buddy Dale is serious about that. If you make a contribution to the Maryland Hunting Coalition through the website, or if you want to send a check within the next week, your contribution will be matched up to $5,000. So if you were considering making a $1,000 contribution, don't wait to our benefit. Okay? Don't wait. This is the week to do that because your contribution will be doubled. And we have a generous offer on the table. For those of you who want to email me with questions, it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That's my email address. We'll certainly take your inquiries on that. But it's very simple to go on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, hit the Donate Now button or whatever. You'll see it says Categories. You click on the word categories on that page, and it takes you to a couple of options, contribute or the benefit. Benefits March 26th in Westminster at Martin's. It was a great time last year. We had 250 people show up. Looks like we're going to have at least that many this year. We have some great sponsors. We have some guns. We have some bows and some surprises. We have some really nice artwork. We have some plates donated. We have a donation from Steve House, who's the local redneck blinds dealer up there right across the Pennsylvania line, of a 6x6 soft side redneck blind and a 6-foot stand to place it on your property. Completely donated. We have taxidermy mounts. We have other things that are going on, and we just are trying to engage as many hunters in Maryland to understand what we do here in Maryland. And folks, the support has been good, but not great. Good, but not great. We are engaged 100% with the General Assembly and with the wildlife officials, 100%. And we're gonna see some progress. We're going to see some progress. And we hope that you're along, not just along for the ride, but you're along for the support. So enough of that. Let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. You'll be able to find them real easily. If you are looking for a handgun or a firearm for hunting or personal protection, I'd like to recommend something from Browning through Clyde Sports Shop. They're your full-line Browning dealer. They carry the full complement of handguns, shotguns, sporting arms. If you're looking for a sporting clay shotgun, I'd like to remind you about the 725 Satori. Great gun for shooting sporting clays. You got the BT-99, which is a trap shotgun. And, you know, everything else around the shooting sports or hunting is all available there at Clyde Sports Shop. And don't forget, they have a full line of fishing stuff, too, for the perch run coming up, for trout season coming up. We talked about the trout stocking schedule. That's already started online. You can subscribe to get your daily trout stocking update from DNR. And Clyde's will have everything you need for fishing, hunting, and crabbing. They're your full-time, year-round, 7 days a week store for anything you need. Clyde Sports Shop, again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, 410-242-6108 or 247-3474. 247-FISH is the 24-hour fish hotline from Clyde Sports Shop.
The world's largest outdoor sports show is back. It's the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by Outdoor Channel, February 6th to the 14th in Harrisburg, with over 200 seminars from your favorite hunting and fishing pros, like Chris Brackett, Lee and Tiffany, Sean Grigsby, Heartland Bowhunter, Mike Iaconelli, Ish Monroe, Pigman, Matt Morant, and many more. Chase the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Les Consolving. Join me every Sunday night, 10 to 1, for Uninhibited Radio on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
No calls. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You're welcome to call in and pledge if you like, but we've got to talk about other stuff. So we got a request to talk about this concept that went out the other day. Here's a considered action for you muzzleloader hunters, for you deer hunters, and for you bow hunters in particular. In Region B, the bulk of the state, proposals on the table. It's a concept to modify the Region B October antlerless only muzzleloader season for whitetail and sika deer to allow firearms shotguns and rifles to be used in that season for antlerless deer. In effect, a third week of the firearm season in October. There was a great deal of pushback against this, and a lot of folks were against it, including the Maryland Bowhunters Society, including the Maryland Hunting Coalition. The rationale is this: conflicts with whitetail and sika deer continue to be an issue in Maryland. Where? Allowing firearms during the season will aid in deer population control by increasing participation and subsequently harvest. This modification was identified as a possible solution in the 2014 Deer Population Management Report presented to the General Assembly. Well, guess what? The comments on other states have instituted an October antlerless firearm season with mixed results. Harvest in October antlerless only muzzleloader season is moderate, 2,500 to 3,500 deer. That's not a bad number. Moderate is not a bad thing in this case. Okay? I think if they increased awareness of that season among hunters and people could go out and you know, be assured that they're not breaking the law with their muzzleloader by taking a doe. But here's my thoughts on it, my personal opinion on this. If you open up late October to firearm season in Maryland, you're going to kill a lot of deer. There are people out there who will be tempted to take bucks instead of does and claim ignorance. The subsequent archery rut, for those guys who like to hunt during the rut, the best time to hunt white-tailed deer with a bow is during the rut, the first 2 weeks of November. To be preceded by a firearm season for a week will, in my personal opinion, will cut down on the opportunities that the bow hunters will have to even see a white-tailed deer during the rut. It was tough enough this year. Put firearm season in there ahead of that, you're gonna bring detriment to the guys that like to hunt that rut. Number two. The deer, once the firearms start going off, once the muzzleloaders start going off in October, tend to start becoming more nocturnal even at that time. You put high-powered rifles and shotguns out there in a pre-rut situation, such as the third week of October, your firearm season harvest is going to be off by far more than what you could ever hope to make it up in that early firearm season for deer. I'm opposed to this idea personally. Maryland Hunting Coalition is opposed to this idea because we try to look out for all hunters. I think the muzzleloader hunters are opposed to this because they like hunting with their muzzleloaders. They like their peace of mind just like everybody else. And if they only have the opportunity to go out there and hunt a doe, apparently they kill 25 to 3,500 of them a year. So I want you to be aware of that. And we'll let you know when this is a proposal or is out there for public comment. But we don't think this should go anywhere. I don't think this should go anywhere. I don't know what you think. Your opinion matters as well. If you think it's a great, grand idea, then you need to weigh in on it. If not, that's fine. So that's where we are with that. To make the second week of the early muzzleloader season in October a third week of firearm season. It would actually be the first week of firearm season, but it would open that up, the doe harvest up to shotguns and rifles. If you don't care about your fellow hunter, if you don't care about the recreational opportunities of the bow hunters and others out there that share the woods with you, have at it. Be in favor of it. Go whack them all. But from my viewpoint, from my stand right here, I'm opposed to this personally, and I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but that's just my reasoning on that. So hopefully you can understand that, and you can understand the opposition by the Maryland Bowhunter Society as well. So that's enough of that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. is our phone number. We got about 10 minutes here. You can weigh in if you'd like to weigh in on anything you've heard here this morning. I'd like to hear some folks call in and say they'll pledge some money. You've heard what we're doing in Annapolis. We're cracking down on the poachers. I hope it's not all poachers that listen to this show. I hope we have some ethical hunters out there that would provide some help to the coalition. What do we need the money for? That's always a good question. What do you need the money for? We need the money to be able to continue our advocacy efforts, to continue to honor the contract that we have with our lobbyist, our year-round contract with our lobbyist, to do his work. Includes trips to Annapolis on a daily basis during the session. It includes crafting testimony for the coalition. It includes research of position papers. It includes working on the phone or working on email with members of the General Assembly and people in the administration to get support for what we are trying to do. Our advocate, Bill Miles, who's called into the show before, this is his 39th session. He has worked in Annapolis in all aspects of the General Assembly. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to get things done. And he's on our side. He's on your side. Let's talk to Glenn in Easton. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just curious about where the Federal Appeals Court kicking the Maryland assault weapons ban back down to the lower level and making them look at it with strict scrutiny rather than the, I guess it was intermediate scrutiny that they looked at it originally.
All right, say this again, Glenn. You're hard to hear for some reason.
There was a federal court of appeals ruling that kicked the Maryland assault weapons law back down.
I know.
For review, and I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Well, you know, the law, liberal Maryland at the time, under a governor who, you know, had his eye on the White House, and thank God he suspended his campaign. He wasn't going anywhere anyway. But he was the most powerful man in Maryland at the time, and his political ambitions drove that anti-firearm legislation through the General Assembly. You have a state's attorney, Brian Frosch, who's a pretty good guy anyway, but a political animal the same. And we did have a favorable ruling on the court. It went to appeals. It went to a higher court. The higher court kicked it back down. And what my thoughts are on it is, let the courts make their decision and let the firearms industry, the firearms representatives, the firearms lobbyists, the firearms enthusiasts do the best job they can with the case. I can't tell you where it's going from the court. We weren't able to stop it in the General Assembly, so now it's in the courts. And I don't. What would you like me to say, Glenn?
Oh, I was just curious what your thoughts were.
I'm sure I know
where you are on it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. Look.
The only other thing that bothers me is that I hate reading this paper, but I just caught it accidentally with the Baltimore Sun, and it said that Governor Hogan had no comment. And I'm like, really? No comment? I mean, that kind of distresses me. I already know that he said that it was settled law and he wasn't going to deal with it.
Right.
Because I guess he's just given up on the Second Amendment in Maryland, because a lot of people have. But it worries me. Here's everybody really wants to support, and he's not going to get behind it. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to expend any political capital on it. I don't know.
Well, this is his second year. This is his second General Assembly. Okay. In my opinion, my personal opinion, we need to support this governor. The hunting community supports this governor. We witnessed that on Thursday, and we witnessed it since on social media. The hunting community really, really appreciates what this governor has done. And we sent him a letter to that effect from the Hunting Coalition. So we're just waiting to see the progress that this governor makes. And, you know, he can't come out of the box with guns blazing, because you understand, even the Republicans took a tremendous victory in an election when the governor was elected. They still do not have the majority in the House or the Senate.
Oh, and they never will. That's the worst.
Correct. Exactly. So, you know, you've got to really play the politics of this thing. And that's where we are with the coalition as well. You know, we have bipartisan support for our poaching Restitution Act in both the House and the Senate. We have Democrats and Republicans as sponsors on our bills. And you have got to learn how to handle things in the General Assembly. And as far as the governor, if he comes out and makes a blanket statement, you know, look, he talked to us the other day. He basically believes in his heart that, you know, the process is a good process. And he's not weighing in on every piece of legislation from an administration standpoint. He's letting the process play out. Do you know there were 3,500 bills introduced this year? 3,500. I think that's a record. The administration can't come down and weigh on everything like that. But, you know, look, I think he's a pro-gun guy. I think he's level-headed. I think he's keeping his finger on the pulse to see what happens. But I don't know that he's going to weigh in on everything or make a comment on everything. And if it's a court case, I don't know that he can. I don't know that he can under an ongoing litigation.
Well, that would be a model position for him to have when everybody, a politician in the country, has to spout off on their 2 cents on every lawsuit that's out there. You know, if you look at the national level, my gosh, they those guys can't keep their mouth shut on anything.
Exactly.
Well, it's good talking to you. Have a great day.
Hey, Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear the challenge from Dale?
I did not.
All right. One of our directors, Dale, called in and said he would match contributions to the Maryland Hunting Coalition this coming week up to $5,000. Now would be a good time to weigh in on that if you support the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
And can I do that online? Is that possible?
mdhuntingcoalition.org. There's a button on there you can click to donate.
All right, I'll go on there.
We look forward to it. Thanks, Glenn.
Great. Take care.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Folks, if you want to mail a check, let me give you that address real quick here. It's Post Office Maryland Hunting Coalition, P.O. Box 451, Sykesville, Maryland, 21784, Sykesville. Post Office Box 451, Sykesville, 21784. Let's talk to Don in Stony Beach. Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Real quick, the music is playing, please.
At least $25, depending on how that spot market goes this week.
Come on, $25. That's a box of shells. That's a whatever.
I know. I have to look at the portfolio, but.